Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Olala Njinga back on the show. Buckle your seatbelts. Olala's in the building. She is, every time I talk to her, I've got this new titles. I don't exactly know how to say. She's the Athena Powerlink, a member of the Athena Powerlink. That sounds like a subversive group to me. Also, NC Works Commission member. She's working for the governor over in North Carolina. I know she's doing a lot of good work for small businesses. And as you know, she formed her own marketing company and ran it for a long time, Yellowwood. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years, and she's our good friend. Olala Njinga, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Always good to be here.
Athena Powerlink, that sounds like a subversive female group or something.
Well, you are so funny. Well, I previously sat on the governing board.
Athena Powerlink, tell me that doesn't sound like I should worry about you guys.
You shouldn't worry.
As a guy.
Of Athena International, and I previously sat on the board. I do not currently sit on the governing board.
Okay. All right.
But their initiative is really to empower and educate female business owners.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes. But you don't have to be afraid just because you're a guy.
Okay, all right. I'm so happy. Everybody knows I'm teasing. Everybody knows I'm just having some fun. So, okay. You're a perfect example of what I'm about to say. Small business owners are pathological optimists. And we just spent 8 years, and I have to say this, and I said it during the time, we just spent 8 years dealing with policies that kept our optimism under a bushel. And I think small business optimism is breaking out even as we speak. What do you think?
It is. I mean, we can point to the new index that came out.
The NFIB index. I reported on it last week. Absolutely.
Right.
Over 100, first time over 100 points in 8-9 years.
Yes, I think it was 2004 the last time we saw a number like that.
No. That was just above, just barely above the, yeah.
Okay.
But that was an anomaly. Anyway, go ahead.
It was, that was an anomaly.
Oh, 2004. No, you're exactly right. I thought you meant 14. Yeah, 2004.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. I didn't think my math was off.
We have had some
bumps here and there in very specialized categories. But yes, it is really, really encouraging. And I think a lot of that has to do with Linda McMahon taking that role.
Tell them what role you're talking about.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, Linda McMahon coming in as our new director for the Small Business Administration.
Linda McMahon, also a member of our Brain Trust. Linda was on the show probably, last time she was on was probably in October, I think.
Okay.
And she's an entrepreneur herself, an entrepreneurial family, and a great lady. Go to the website and listen to her interview with me. And it was a lot of fun. So Linda McMahon is the SBA administrator,
right?
And you think her being nominated to that has caused some of the excitement?
Well, I think two or three things have kind of happened in a really nice succession. So the first is we had a considerable number of people who were ready for something different. We couldn't qualify what we meant by different, but we knew we wanted something different from the outgoing administration.
How about a president that didn't think we were their enemy?
So there you go. So
I'm saying that. You don't have to say it, but I said it.
I
said it when he was in office. I said, Mr. President. I said, Mr. President, this has nothing to do with whether I like you or not. Your policies make me think you don't like me.
And you just hit the nail on the head. And you know how I felt about that. I've never been quiet about having a sensitivity to the fact that the previous administration, I did not believe, was really sensitive to the plight of small business. And so we know that the country needed change. Then we get change in a very radical, very pronounced way with the confirmation of Trump. And all of a sudden, I think what that really fueled was a sense of, buckle up, something's going to be really different really quickly. Mm-hmm. And that does add to a sense of optimism. And then we hear the announcement about Linda McMahon being nominated.
All of that, and plus the promise of tax reform, plus the promise of getting the specter of Obamacare off of our necks.
Exactly.
All of that is positive.
Now,
but now they've got to deliver on that. You know,
they do, and they're working on it.
They can only dine out on this talk so long. Oloa.
Right. You know, the first 100 days is the most crucial period for any new president.
But according to, if you listen to the media, you think he'd been in office 2 years and hadn't done anything. Hold on to that thought. Olala, you got a website?
Yeah, olala.com.
All right, so spell that for him.
OLALAH.com.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break right back with Olala. Don't unbuckle. She's still in the building. Stay with us.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.